unfortunately, that's going way back 2018, 2019, and now we're in 2022, and there's no sign of that work being carried out. Now, this is a listed bridge as well, and it's very, very important that these kind of works are started and completed. It was bad enough for many years to have sort of blocks and concrete and different things on this stone arch listed bridge, but now the fact that it's been earmarked for repairs and that the job is half done, the copings for the bridge are actually, the council actually has them, but I'd be getting complaints from people that are concerned, people that look at the listed buildings and things like that, and this is the case for the council that needs to go on and finish something that started between themselves and the TIA.
And has either the council or the TII given you any indication as to when and if these works will be carried out?
Yeah, well, they've been getting different replies over the last couple of years to say that the work would be done, they were waiting for a suitable time. Bridge 1 issue then was Irish Water, had to go over water mains. They have that already done. And then because there's some very unsightly poles, ESB, carrying ESB wires and lights and that, actually, and one's actually coming out of the bridge itself, comes out through the parapet wall, and that has to be removed. So there's a lot of to and fro with different agencies, but my understanding that's been long sorted out, so it's time now that they actually go on and finish the job. And as I say, it's a very important area. It joins Balbathane Slough over the Fum. It's on the National Plain, the M15 road at the centre of the town, and a lot of people, and it would be lovely when the bridge would be finished.